Cole Cook back for more of the KCII PM Sports Page. It's now time to talk with Levi Crawford of the Sigourney Boys basketball team. Levi is our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. Levi, I appreciate you coming on today.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Levi, the team is on a nice stretch to close out the regular season. I want to talk about the most recent game Monday night. Took care of Twin Cedars, a team out of the Bluegrass Conference, 79-41. So take me back to Monday, Levi. What was really working all around?
We were moving the ball well. We started off a little slow, but we kind of played down to them. And after the halftime, we played up to our standard and kind of poured it on them a little bit more. But we were really moving the ball around, sharing it, and shots weren't going in at the beginning, but then they started falling and things really just started rolling.
Put up 79 points, obviously, yeah, that's a big offensive output. You had 22 of those to lead the team. So for you individually on Monday, Levi, what was working for you?
Layups, honestly. The three-pointer was off at the beginning, but they started falling. I think I may have had like a couple of those. And then we were pressing, and then I got out and ran, and we got some easy layups off of that, and I got some layups off O-boards.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when I talk to Coach Eslick about this game in a few days, he's going to be really pleased with just five turnovers you guys had. So it looked like you were really taking care of the rock.
Yeah, we were being very disciplined.
Winners of 5 of 6 to close out the regular season. Do you think you guys are really hitting your stride at the right time?
Yeah, I really think we are. After we played BGM a while back, we lost that one in a close one. I think after that, we've really been hitting our stride and playing good basketball.
Why so? What do you think is the difference now as opposed to a month ago?
I think we just have more energy, and it's like more motivation. After that, we were kind of upset, so I think now we're like, let's go, and we've just been really hitting our stride.
Mm-hmm. 13-8 as we head to the postseason. Keys to the postseason. If you're going to have a long run, what do you have to do?
Take care of the ball, limit turnovers, and just doing what we're doing. Seems to be working out right now. So
you have a first-round bout against Iowa Valley. This is a team that got you twice in the regular season. Why don't we talk about that matchup, what they bring, and what's it going to take to have a different outcome here in the third time?
Well, they got a pretty good shooter, Brody Ward. So most of the teams in the conference, or any team, just really keys on him. But they got two other guards, Evan Kearney and Peyton Lauffer, that they've really been doing good because everyone just keys on Brody Ward and they get the points. And they got a good, it's like a 1-3-1 zone, half-court zone, and they're really active in that. So we just have to limit turnovers against them.
We're talking with Levi Crawford of the Sigourney Boys basketball team. Levi, we've talked about your offense. How about defense? What have you seen from that end here in this latest stretch?
We've been being very active on defense. Our top two in our zone, anyway, have been very active. And then everyone's just being active and being aggressive, and it's really working out for us.
Mm-hmm. Levi, how do you think you've improved as a player here in your senior season?
I'd say us three seniors in general have just been starting to be leaders and just kind of taking over and just like holding everybody to a standard.
Mm-hmm. Are you kind of a vocal leader, leader by example? How would you describe yourself as a leader?
It kind of depends. I'd say I do a little bit of both.
Okay. A couple of fun questions here for you, Levi. If you could play one-on-one with anyone, who would that be and why?
I'll go with Steph Curry, just to watch him shoot.
Okay. All right. So are you going to have the range that Steph has in that one-on-one game?
I'll see if he can give me any tips, yeah. I'll try. Try to show him up.
Levi, do you have a superstition before every game?
Usually just listen to music before the game, just kind of get locked in, and that's right. About it, yeah.
What's your soundtrack look like?
Mostly rap.
All right. What do you like most about being a part of this Savage basketball team?
We all get along. No one's like arguing with each other. We all get along. We're all having fun. So it's really having a good time.
Mm. A couple months away from graduation. Have you thought about what next year brings for you?
I'm undecided on my college, but I'm thinking about majoring in field and turf management or parks and natural resources or ag business.
Okay. So why so? Why do you think those areas would be a good fit for you?
Well, the first two, I like the outdoors, so I'd rather be outdoors than indoors, but kind of decides where anything takes me, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Last question for you, Levi. Our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. How do you use that motto to prepare for a game?
We have the same routine before every game. We watch the girls' game before, usually. And then about halftime, we go into the locker room, listen to music, kind of get zoned in, and then we go over our scouting report for the team, and then we go out, take the court, do layups, and warm up, and it's just the same routine every time, and it seems to be working right now. So we're just kind of on a roll.
Good stuff. Well, Levi, hopefully that roll continues in the playoffs. Best of luck then. Thanks for joining me today.
Yep, thank you.
Levi Crawford of the Sigourney Boys basketball team, this week's Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. Levi averaging 14 points per game for the 13-8 Savages, a team to look out for in the Class 1A postseason coming up. We'll close things out on today's PM Sports page right after this. You're listening to AIM at FM KCII.